All right, so this is my first video with audio. So, got a couple things to talk about. Four truths. It's kind of the theme of what I'm doing for this, just this quick episode. Just jump right into it. Truth number one. People in the construction industry or the trades don't trust marketers. There's been a lot of people out there that have been burned by marketing companies, fly by night places that just kind of jump in and promise the world and run away with the company's money. It's horrible. There's companies, you know, coast to coast, all over the place that they'll get you to the first page of Google. They'll promise you, you know, Google AdWords, impressions, clicks, views. I know that Isaac Holmgren actually had a really good blog post about this, or a LinkedIn post about this. And there's a couple little things I do disagree with, but that's totally fine. The entire industry, though, construction and the trades, has been rightfully critical of anyone in marketing. I mean, myself included. I'll just throw this out there. They think that any marketer is just a dirtbag, just a, you know, a waste. So, truth number two, I was a dirtbag. I didn't want to be, didn't mean to be. I got lumped in there because I was offering services that all these other people were offering too. I don't know, I take it a little bit personal because I tried to educate people and I tried to get them to go the right direction, but I know that me personally, I know that I try to sell people stuff that I knew how to do. But at the same time, it didn't really meet what their needs were. I know if a customer needs phone calls, it doesn't matter how many impressions they have on an ad. It really doesn't matter. But that's not to say that that tactic or service doesn't work. It's just a matter of it's gotta be the right service for the right thing. There's a lot of things that I know that I could have changed. I know that I did some things that I shouldn't have done. I mean, I put the word "we" on my website, which made it sound like my business was bigger than it really was. I could have had a team. You know, I could have hired people. I could have outsourced the work. I could have done something instead of trying to take it all on myself. I know that I stretched myself thin. There's times when I really promised stuff that I couldn't deliver on time. And being open and honest and vulnerable, I know that there's times when I kind of probably got a little bit greedy. Knew that I wanted to take on the work and couldn't provide the service that a customer deserved, but I knew that I wanted it to work. I really, truly wanted it to work. I'm not perfect, but I definitely am trying very hard to be better. So, truth number three, don't ever take on projects you shouldn't or can't do. I'm not saying you don't need to expand. I'm not saying you don't need to say you can do something that you have a pretty good feeling you can do, but you just don't quite know how to do it yet. If you have the capabilities, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things that you shouldn't do. Services that you shouldn't offer. I mean, for myself, I could have chalked this up for, you know, I didn't have a plan and stick to my guns when a customer came in and wanted something that I thought, hey, I could probably do that. I'm not stupid. I know how to figure things out, but I wasn't also honest with myself, or, you know, people out there in the construction industry. I think they deserve better. This is really hard. I'm not great at everything. I'm good at some things, horrible at many, but I'm not great at everything, and nobody can be. So we need to help each other out and get people to the right places. For a long time, I thought I had imposter syndrome. You know, that's that buzzword floating around on the internet, imposter syndrome. But those battles I thought I was fighting weren't real. It was just because I wasn't happy doing what I was doing. I wasn't happy delivering the services that I wanted to deliver. I was delivering stuff that I knew I could, but it was just a battle, constantly a battle. And I found myself in battle with those dirtbags, with the people that were just the crooked scum criminals, basically. The thieves. The people that just, they honestly did not care if they took all of your money and ran away with it, never to come back. Didn't matter. I love what I do. I love talking to small business owners. I love seeing the spark in their eye when they're talking about their baby, their business. I love listening to them when they're telling stories about the hard times, about the times when, you know, they barely made it. The rough, humble beginnings of a lot of these businesses where, to quote Gary Vee, they had to eat poop. That's my PG version. They had to struggle for years to be able to get to where they are, and I love that about these businesses. And that's just for you Colby people out there. I am a 6'4", 8'2", which means that I have a tremendous quick start. I will jump on an idea and run it through, but my follow through is not great. My imagination is awesome. I can imagine anything. I can get it started, and I don't have a great follow through. It's not bad, I mean, but it's not great. I'm not the guy who you want in the trenches, you know, in the middle of a battle. I'm the guy who will help you build the steps, build a strategy, and get you going in the right direction. So I think, honestly, me helping teach, helping educate, I think it's going to be good for me. I can find myself being quite a bit happier with what I'm doing. So that brings me to truth number 4. This is the final truth. Just because you don't trust the dirtbags doesn't mean that they're wrong. You may need SEO. You may need Google My Business page set up. You may need a new logo, new website, social media accounts, helping with posting online. Even this, me getting in front of a camera, it's super intimidating. And I got this super bright light over here that actually helps because I can't quite see the camera. But this is the kind of stuff that building content, building stuff to get a presence out there online, it really, truly will help a lot of businesses. We are all being trained to ignore traditional advertising. I don't remember the last time you got a postcard or anything in the mail that you really paid attention to. A lot of that stuff goes right in the trash. We get phone calls and emails, and we see ads and magazines and newspapers that, man, we're skipping right past them. And that's not to be, you know, not to forget there's ads online. There's a lot of people that block the ads. I mean, we're really getting hammered on the marketing side on what we have available for tools. But the fact is, everybody needs valuable content. And if I can help you create valuable content, I know there's other people out there online that can too. If I can, great. If not, I mean, that's still fine. I just don't want to be lumped in with the dirtbags. So there's a lot to learn. I can do my best to help teach you what is available, what tools you have in the toolbox. If you even get a hint of me trying to sell you anything, feel free to leave a comment below. And if you want to hang out and stay tuned, We're going to have some good videos ahead. Thank you.